ABC Radio Australia.
And we go to Vanuatu now, where the patrol boat RVS Takuare has reportedly run aground off Epi Island. The vessel, which had just returned to Vanuatu following extensive repairs in Australia, was on a ministerial tour when it ran aground. A gift from Australia in 2021, the vessel was damaged by Cyclone Kevin in 2023 and was only returned to service 8 months ago. Joining us this morning is ABC's Leah Lonebu, who has more. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, Aggie.
Well, look, what's the latest you can report from the RVS Takuare incident? Like, do we know how badly the vessel is damaged and whether there are any injuries among the crew?
From what information we've collected, we understand that the patrol boat is still grounded on the reef on south of Epi Island and is expected to be assisted by two other boats from the Police Maritime Wing. There's still no information about any major damages or any incident with the crew. When we spoke to the Director General of the Department of Internal Affairs, Lead Ferumaito, who is part of the ministerial delegation who were transported by the RVS Takuare on Sunday night to South Epi Island. Before that incident happened. So we will be getting more updates today.
Okay. But Leah, do you have any information on what actually may have caused the grounding?
So according to the DG, Leith Ferumaito, on Sunday night after the delegation were dropped off on South Epi, the patrol boat drifted off the port and onto the reef. We do have confirmation that the crew were on board when the incident happened, but there is no clear information yet about what technical issue were faced. DG Ferumaito says they will release the detailed information about the incident.
Are we aware, you know, with the area where the vessel ran aground, is it a problematic area for ships?
No, we haven't got any information on that. I think it might be the first time that an incident like this has happened in that area.
Okay. Well, Leah, we know that the RVS Takuare has had a bit of a troubled past. I mean, can you take us through some of the mishaps that have fallen on the vessel?
So there has been a few technical issues that has happened to the patrol boat donated by the Australian government back in 2021. And you have shared the most recent situation in 2023 with Cyclone Kevin, where it went through major damages during that time. And repairs were made in Australia and was returned to Vanuatu in March this year, 2025.
Okay. Well, moving forward then, Leah, are you aware of what the response plan may be from Vanuatu authorities with the ship?
Yes. So, again, the Police Maritime Wing is currently responding to the situation. Two boats are on their way. One of them is another boat donated by the Australian government called the RVS Sokomanu. They will be assisting to remove the boat from the reef, and then RVS Sokomanu will be assisting the government for the rest of their tour to other islands. So, that's the current information that we have at the moment. There will be investigation about the damages, if there's any major damages, and a report will be released.
Of course. All right. Well, we will definitely be keeping our eyes and ears peeled for that information once it's updated. But again, thank you very much, Leah, for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Well, that is ABC's Leah Lonebu joining us here on Pacific Beat.